this time last year. Luke's a playwright. He wrote a wonderful piece called Safe, which went to Edinburgh, went to Edinburgh Fringe, and got a great reception. Good morning, Luke.
Good afternoon, Mr. Jones.
Good afternoon. How did Safe go?
Oh, it went absolutely fantastic. It was so nice, just as an experience, you know, to actually write something, get it on stage, and just let everybody, you know, have their own opinion of it, whether it be good or bad.
But they were mainly good, weren't they?
They were, actually, yeah. I mean, it was the hardest part was getting the audiences, because even though there was roughly about 2 million visitors throughout the whole of August during the Edinburgh Festival, we only had a 42-seater theatre. So you thought, okay, that would have been easy. But it's difficult. There's just over 2,000 shows going on. So it's
all at the same time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So to try and get at least 10 was an achievement,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, yeah. For an unknown author, yeah, as yourself, yeah, you're, yeah, unknown, yeah, and an unknown play, obviously. So, yeah, well, yeah, you did well. I think you did very well. We were all very proud of you anyway.
Oh, thank you very
now,
much.
Now, has that encouraged you to write more?
Yes, it has.
but you've not written a word, have you?
No, but I've not written a word of this next thing. when we was up in Edinburgh, there was a lot of shows that was improvised, and it's really becoming sort of the done thing. We saw shows up there. It was a show called Ostentatious, and it was an improvised Jane Austen.
Right.
It was spectacular. It was just brilliant. You know, all they did was just write down a show title, and then the actors just, you know, devised a piece on stage, improvised rather.
The Blue Fridge.
Well, yes. Yeah, I mean, something like the Seance and Seance Ability, something like that, you know, where, you know, and they had improvised Shakespeare. For the life of me, I don't know how an actor improvises Shakespeare, no, you know.
But oh, I could.
Just put a forsooth in every other word.
Yes, yes.
And then there was a show called Showstoppers, which is an improvised musical, and it's been to the West End, it's constantly touring, and it's phenomenal. The idea that you can actually improvise a musical. The musicians that are at the side, who's just, you say, play a tune in the style of that, and they will just play it. Same as the actors, you know. And so that then gave me this idea for this thing that I'm doing called The Show-Offs.
Okay, before we get to that, let's just remind us, because this has been done on telly a long time ago, back in the 90s, and of course you'll remember this theme tune. Oh, it's going to work. Oh, it's not going to work. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome. And that, of course, was the wonderful Clive Anderson. Whose line is it anyway? Ran a long time in the UK, didn't it? I think it finished just 2003, something like that. And still going in the States as well. There we are. Whose line is it anyway? There he is old Clive. Anyway, so tell me about your idea then. Shut up, Clive. Tell me about your... We've stopped him.
Thank you, Clive.
Thank you, Clive.
Do you know what, though? With Whose Line Is It Anyway? I always thought that the American version was a lot better than the British version.
Did you?
For some reason, I think that American actors are much better at improv, because I think they really throw themselves into it a lot more, whereas I find the British actors a bit more reserved. They've got to think about what they're doing, you know, before
I've got a friend who's German, and he's in a theatre group, and there's five of them, and they turn up and they get a full theatre, and they have no idea what they're going to do, and one of them goes out the room, and then they ask audiences for suggestions, and they perform a play. And they obviously get ideas for suggestions, etc., what the plot of the play is going to be from the audience. So it takes maybe 5 minutes to get that structure, and then they perform it, and then they invite the other guy in who's got no idea what the concept of the play is, and he has to guess what the storyline is about.
Amazing.
And in German, but obviously that would be rubbish for us watching. I wouldn't understand a word. But you know, that sort of thing I just think is incredible.
Yeah.
And takes a lot of guts to do as well.
It does. I mean, the thing is, you've just got to throw yourself into it. Whatever, it's random, it's improvised. You don't know what on earth you're going to do. We had the auditions for it, and we had about 20 odd professional actors that came down to the Thameside Theatre. It was an all-day workshop audition, and we had a professional casting director there, who was basically just casting it for me, because I went on stage and was sort of organising the workshop and running it and doing the games. So it was just full of improvised games, and we had three musicians there who's going to be in the show. We have a guy called Kieran Stellard, who's on the keyboard, and he's on a violin. We have a lady called Tracy Mendham, who's a multi-readist, and so she'd pick up a saxophone, a flute, a recorder, a piccolo, whatever.
Multi-readist, I've never heard that word.
Yeah.
Somebody who reads a lot.
Read five books at once. And yeah, then we have Lee Stevenson, who's the main musical director for it, and he'll be on the piano. So together they just create the style of music which the audience then suggests. We have a cast of six, four boys, two girls, Fleur Pode, Charlotte Bloomsbury, Ben Thornton, Richard Butler, Liam Mansfield, and Timothy Gutteridge. So a couple of those are local. In Thurrock, which was quite nice to actually have people from the local area that's going to be in the show.
Yeah, absolutely. We actually haven't said what we're actually doing, have we? You're calling it The Show-Offs, aren't
you?
Yeah,
The Show-Offs.
And you're entitling it as a completely improvised comedy show, and your opening night, one of many we hope, is Friday the 23rd of May. Now, and it's 10:30 at night. Now, yeah. One reason behind that is because you're going to follow another show, aren't you?
Yeah.
I know you're involved. I'm involved as well as Thurrock. With Thurrock, very much involved with Thurrock Courts Players, A Chorus of Disapproval. So the idea is that you hopefully will get some of that audience to come and watch that, maybe a fresh, younger audience to come and watch this, because this is a completely new concept for the area, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it'll be really nice to have a late night entertainment for people around there, because to be fair, there's not really much to do. You have your normal shows, which are 7:30 till 10:00,
yes,
and then people go to the pub, and then it's a Friday night, and then you know,
we're then.
Well, yeah. It's whereas as I say, because it's I've decided because it's 10:30 to 11:30. Because you don't know what's going to happen. There may be some swear words in it. There may be some vulgarity because you don't know what's going to happen. Yeah. So obviously, I think by saying it's 10:30, that means kids shouldn't really be there. Then it's for the older clientele, who's there for a good time.
Have you got what sort of structure of it? You must give it some sort of structure in the first place, though. Some sort of direction. So what is that?
So what will happen is you'll have your three musicians on stage, you'll have your six actors ready to go with open ears, listening for every suggestion that the audience does. I'll be coming on the stage as the sort of director, if you like, mediating between the audience and the actors. And we would start off going to the audience, what do you want to watch? What sort of style of musical? What's your favourite musical? So say, for example, Mike, what's your favourite musical?
Les Miserables.
Les Mis. Okay, so we're going to do it in the style of Les Mis. Okay, and the story, give me a place you don't like to work in.
A place I don't like to work in? A coffee shop.
A coffee shop. Okay, so it's going to be set in a coffee shop in the style of Les Miserables.
right, okay.
And so it'll go like that.
Yes.
And so then the actors are preparing themselves, going, right, okay, I'm going to do this part, you're going to do that part, I'm going to fall in love with you, okay, fine. And then they start going on, and then they will start making up a song in the style of a Les Mis song.
Who drank this?
I ordered a frappuccino. Then it'll go from there. And then throughout the show, I'll then butt in and be like, okay, now we're going to take it on a different direction. Name me a famous actor.
Telly Savalas.
Right, okay. You're going to... this character is now having a split personality disorder, and he's now going to become Telly Savalas. And
why did I choose
like
Telly Savalas? What on earth made me think of Telly Savalas there?
I know.
I'm going to say a billion other people. I went and said Telly Savalas. Not the world's greatest actor. Lovely guy. No offence.
But it would be like that. It's completely suggestive.
Right, okay.
From beginning to end. Anything could happen.
Would you allow it to run over if it's going really well? Would you allow it to run over a bit, maybe?
It's got to, because it's a late show, and obviously a lot of the actors live in London.
Yeah. Oh, they've got to get back. Yeah,
exactly. They've got to get back. So it's because if we finish at 11:30, I mean, even if we finish about 11:45, because to be fair, there's no sets, there's no scenery. It's just a couple of token costumes on stage, which they might want to use a wig or a jacket or something like that, just to distinguish themselves as that part. And then, as soon as it's finished, they...
Tell me about the audition process. How difficult was that? Were you oversubscribed? Did you have more people than you needed, or were you struggling?
I think we had the right amount. Because we was only looking for a cast of six, I think if we had a bigger bunch, it would have been difficult to try and put people together. Whereas if you've got, we had about 20, it wasn't so much seeing who's the funniest and who's the best at improv, but it was seeing who worked well with people, because it's very much like sort of Monty Python, you know. Yeah. They work well together as a group, and with improv, it's about sharing. It's you know, you've got a group of six people on stage, and if one of them isn't sharing, then it won't work. Mm. You know, you've got to be able to bounce off of each other and then know each other's traits and have an idea of what they may do and then follow that. So the idea is to actually make a company, so the Show-Offs being the company, and having it as a regular Friday night show at the Thameside, which... over time they'll just get used to each other, and then the shows will just get better and better.
So none of them worked before together in this sort of field?
I think a couple of them have done. I mean, to say they're all professional actors, a couple of them I knew through drama school, and so they've done the odd shows together, you know, but this is completely different.
Okay. Back in a moment after we've done this.
All of us at Kirby's Coaches are just a little excited. Why? Well, we've just unveiled our all-new day excursion and holiday programme for 2014. And with an even bigger and brighter selection of day trips and holidays in the UK and abroad, you've got to allow us a bit of backslapping. What's more, although our pickup points are sure to satisfy most people, we can even offer a door-to-door service by taxi at a nominal charge. For details of the numerous trips and tours we have, or to book your place on one of our luxury coaches, call Brentwood 805 805.
Join me, Mel Watson, every Wednesday evening, 7 till 8 on Phoenix 98 FM. Each week, I'll be chatting to an expert about how you can change your body for the better. From cosmetic surgery to karate, from Reiki to reflexology, whether it's an alternative therapy or doctor's advice you need, you'll find it all in Body Talk, the show that could change your life. Brought to you in association with Spire Hartswood Hospital.
So, it's on. 50 things Rob hasn't done yet, and only 50 weeks to do them in as well. Can you help? No, really, I need your help. If I stand any chance of ticking off these things from my bucket list, I'm going to need my own little helpers.
The Phoenix FM Breakfast Show, brought to you by Northwood, the proper property people. For sales and lettings, call 01708 747507. 07.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Hello. This is Daphne here. It's the Mike Jones Radio Show.
He's so butch.
Remember, if for any reason you must leave your radio, please have the man at the door stamp your ear so you can listen again later.
Long you. Thank you very much. My special guest this morning, Luke Coldham's in the studio. I keep saying this morning, it's this afternoon, it's quarter to two. What am I talking about? We're talking all about a brand new show that's going to come to the Thameside called The Show-Offs, Friday the 23rd of May, 10:30 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. Luke, this is not going to be a one-off, is it? Hopefully not.
No, this first date, the 23rd of May, will be the sort of kickstart to see how the people, the local people, perceive it. So if it has a good reception, by all means, we'll probably do it in a couple of weeks after that day and then have it as a regular slot on a Friday night. So, I mean, it's a big theatre. It's a 323-seater theatre, I think the Thameside is. So in comparison to a lot of late-night comedies, which they're only small little rooms, you know, about 50, 60 seaters, that's going to be the toughest part, is to actually get the audiences in. But okay, if they like the show, they will come back because it will be a different show every night.
All right, and I think you're really onto something here. Why not take this elsewhere as well? Why not put this on, you know, exactly the same event at the Brentwood Theatre or maybe the Harlow Playhouse or venues like that? Have you thought of that? If it's a success, you could expand?
I have thought of that, but I think it's quite nice to actually have a residency troupe in one place. You know, with the Queen's Theatre in Hornchurch, they have their residency actors troupe.
Yes.
And, you know, the same actors, you know, will be putting on these plays, like rep theatre, basically, but in slow-mo. So to actually have a resident comedy group at the Thameside would be just quite reassuring, you know, knowing, OK, I'm safe, I'm going to the Thameside for that comedy night. You know, it gives it association and build up a bit of a, you know, reputation. But then, by all means, you know, we'll visit other theatres. But yeah,
you could find yourself working Thursday, Friday, Saturday and Sunday night if it's maybe very successful and be a millionaire. I think it's a great idea. I really, really hope it works for you. So let's just go over the details again. I like the bit that says bar open till late as well. That's quite an incentive.
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock. Look at that. Tickets are £12 for this, but if you go and see Chorus of Disapproval, I think you're doing you're doing some sort of special offer, aren't you?
Yeah, so if you want to, because Chorus of Disapproval is on from the 22nd to the 24th. So on the evening of the 23rd, where Chorus will be on from 7:30, if you come and see Chorus of Disapproval and then come and see the Show-Offs afterwards, we'll do for £15 a ticket for both of those shows, altogether £15. £1,000 to see both of them.
And the box office number is 0845 300 5264. Of course, you can go onto the Thameside website as well, which is thurrock.gov.uk/Thameside-theatre. And, of course, we'll put this on our events guide as well. Luke is very heavily involved in Chorus of Disapproval as well. He is playing Mr. Ames. And I, of course, we're both heavily involved in the show, which we're in early stages of rehearsal at the moment, which are thoroughly enjoyable. I'll be talking to death about Chorus
You're
of Disapproval.
You're doing very well, Mark. Well, he's doing so well on his lines, ladies and gentlemen. He has learned nearly the first act of a new mic.
Well, wouldn't you, sort of, yeah. At my age, I have to, because I forget them. I can't remember what I'm doing.
You're
here.
Doing it in such a strong Welsh accent, I wouldn't know whether you're doing the right lines or not.
Well, who does? So you can blunder it. You can just bluff your way through it. Oh, just put in a few pressures in, and good boys, you're away, you see? Nobody knows. That's something I've got to sing in Welsh as well. And again, nobody knows what I'm doing. I hope we're not inviting any Welsh people. Look, I really wish you all the very, very best with this. I think it's a great, great idea. The show-offs, late night. First one is Friday the 23rd of May, 10:30 till 11:30 p.m. It's just going to be a brilliant night at the Thameside Theatre. £12, special deals if you come and see Chorus of Disapproval first. 0845 300 5264. Luke, thank you very much for coming in. And we'll come back in again later, because I want to hear how it's gone, and if you want to expand it or anything like that.
Yeah, sure.
All right, mate. Okay.
Cheers, Mike.
Thank you very much.